Yeah, it's a big issue. Just in recent, times, as far as some turnover, bus drivers retiring, and then the increase in the mandates that are required in order to get your passenger CDL, makes it difficult for us to kind of get some more bus drivers in the pipeline. We're lucky that we've had some individuals sign up, but it takes, if you were to sign up today, it's still going to take you, probably 2 to 3 months before you're actually in a bus driving because of the requirements, as far as passing the test, the written test, the driven test, the pre-inspection test. So there's a lot to it. So it's been tricky. We're to the point where we've consolidated our routes, really down to the bare bones, and our transportation director, Jesse Housby, has done a fantastic job at it. But it's tricky to find individuals out there to want to go through the process in order to get that, and then also to jump in a bus as well. So yeah, it's tricky.
And it's not only regular drivers that you need, but also looking for substitute drivers, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we have some current bus drivers now that we really appreciate that they're really supposed to be sub drivers, but because of the lack of people that we have driving buses, they really drive almost as a full-time bus driver. So we'll take anybody that's willing to step up and help Rock Ridge School District out to get kids to and from school, because that's important. Our district's a large district, like a lot of rural school districts, and it's imperative for us to have bus drivers to make sure our district stays successful.
And I know it's, I'm assuming you probably have similar conversations with other superintendents
Oh, yeah.
of rural school districts. Do you think there are solutions? I know I've talked about it before that, hey, pay's been increased in a lot of, districts in terms of trying to entice bus drivers. But there's, even with that, these districts continue to still look to fill these positions. So it's apparently more than just pay.
Right, it is. And I mean, it's a unique schedule as well. You get here at, I don't know, about 6 o'clock in the morning-ish and drive till 8, and then get back here and leave about 2 and get back about 4, 4:30. So I mean, it's in one of those situations too that it's not your typical, 8 to 5 job as well. So I mean, it can kind of benefit some people in that manner, but for the most part, it's not your typical daily job, from those hour point of view. So it is tricky, and we're trying to find some different incentives to be able to entice some people to help us out and keep us moving. But it's tough. Yep, it's tough.